WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
My soul has wandered through space and time, but not all who wander are lost.
Matt Hardy is a fool.
A charade. An illusion to mask his own failures and insecurities. Matt Hardy knows nothing of what is actually real.
I am well versed in all facets of the multiverse. I have studied at the Library of Alexandria. Battled alongside Genghis Khan, danced with Cleopatra, held symposiums with Plato, and meditated atop the Great Pyramid of Giza.
The ramblings of a madman can be very dangerous, especially for those of you who listen.
Due to my condition, I have laid dormant inside this vessel called Matthew Hardy. But now, thanks to the consumer of terrestrial entities, I have been woken.
Last week was not Matt Hardy's breaking point.
It was mine.
I actually feel alive again. My heart is pumping, and there's a fire in me that is only growing stronger. And my fire will not cleanse you. My fire will not save you. My fire will make sure all of you burn.
Bray Wyatt, you left me with no choice. I sentenced you to deletion.
The burning question, after all that, is JoJo pregnant? This is the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by GearWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow during the day. Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, and Lindsay Ward is about to kill me.
You're doing this show by yourself. I quit. You didn't warn me you were going to do that. You did not warn me you were going to do that. And I knew it. The second I heard it, I knew it. It's like, he's going to do it to me. He's going to make me sit through it again. And I can't mute it this time. hate you. I hate you so much.
Matt Hardy looks so inspired. No?
Not talking about it.
Yes, you're talking about it.
Can we talk about the concealer that they used on Bray Wyatt? Because whatever that is, I need some of that.
So, Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy look to be in a meaningful storyline that will lead to a great war at some point.
Which will kill me.
Yet will be done in a spectacular fashion.
Which will kill me.
The production values of this whole thing will be amazing.
It's going to kill me.
I can't wait.
This is going to hurt so much.
Bray Wyatt has been awoken alongside Matt Hardy. This could only do good things for both men.
I know, but why? I hate Matt Hardy. I hate broken Matt Hardy so much. I hate broken Matt Hardy so much. Why?
We can go back to Bray Wyatt and drag.
I would rather have Bray Wyatt.
No, you
and drag.
Won't. No, you know you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Don't.
We
even.
Are gonna get Bray Wyatt and drag. I'm calling my shot right now. This is where they're gonna wheel out Sister Abigail because they couldn't do it with Finn Balor, but they could get away with it because with Matt Hardy because it's Matt Hardy.
Who's
and what? The whole thing is ridiculous to begin with.
That minute and a half was probably some of the most entertaining part of it.
It killed my soul.
She just doesn't like him, LeMans. She just doesn't like the character and the unusualness of it.
I don't like the character. It doesn't resonate with me at all. Like, I can appreciate the creativity of it. I can appreciate the commitment to it. But honestly, I cannot stand it. It annoys the ever-living crap out of me. And, you know, it's like, everything he did with it was brilliant. Not taking that away from him at all. You know, the fact that he created it, the fact that he put it out there, that it resonated with everybody, that he's done what he's done with it, and he made it viral, that is extremely impressive, but I still hate it. Like, I cannot literally, it physically hurts me to watch it. And I don't know if it's the voice, I just don't know if it's the character, I don't know what it is about it, but it just, like, when he does this character and he shows up with that smile on his face, I just literally want to punch him in his face.
Yes.
Don't.
This is going to be so much fun. Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. Matt seems inspired, and the pop it got was amazing.
Oh, the pop it got. Well, I mean, you can tell he's been waiting to do this. And, you know, I think everybody knows that part of the reason why he got re-signed was because of the broken Matt Hardy gimmick, and then they hit a major roadblock with Anthem and GFW saying, oh no, you can't. Even though you created it, you can't take it with you. We own the IP on it. And this battle ensued between the two. Another great war ensued between Matt Hardy and GFW and Anthem about the gimmick and who owned it and who had the IP on it and all this other stuff. And then eventually Anthem just dropped their claim to it because they just either didn't want to deal with it or they ran out of money or a little bit of both. So,
to answer LeMans' question, this character, Matt Hardy has lost a step, and that's why this character exists. It protects him, is the best way to put it. Because this character is not a straight wrestler. It's more of a gimmick. They can do different things that hide the fact that he's lost a step in the ring. Because the character's not supposed to have 5-star matches. It's supposed to be a train wreck in all train wreck possibilities. It's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So moving, should we move on now?
Yes, please.
So moving on, we point in a different direction. The other one, Bo Dallas versus Finn Balor, go.
Bo Dallas and his package versus Finn Balor. I'm sorry, Bo, honey. You need to get you some protection, okay? You need to take care of that whole situation that's going on down there between your legs. Like, I don't know if everything was dirty today, and you just decided you didn't want to wear underwear. I don't know what was going on down there, but we very much almost had a dick slip on a couple of occasions, and that is just not okay on PGTV. So, you know, if he could, like, sort that whole situation out down there, that would be fantastic, because it was just slightly uncomfortable to see that thing swinging around. It's almost as bad as when Big Show forgets to wear his support and everything's just kind of flying everywhere. It just gets really uncomfortable and awkward, and they just need to sort that out. Just saying. But I should get points for that whole situation because, you know, Bo Dallas and his package, you know, clearly the package has its own personality. So, you know, I should get an extra point in fantasy for that.
I thought of something awful, and I'm not going to say it on air, so we'll move on. Drew Gulak is now going to the number one contenders match next week against Rich Swann. He defeated Ari Daivari, Cedric Alexander, and Mustafa Ali.
Was that Bell? Don't call that back. That was Bell. Don't call that back. I need the points of fantasy. Yes, Drew Gulak won. Go, Drew Gulak. Somebody let him give his damn PowerPoint presentation. Like, I want the payoff to be that Drew actually does have a PowerPoint. I want that payoff. Because I make PowerPoints for a living. So, I really kind of want that payoff. I also want him doing, like, tutorials online.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
The Spanish Fly was awesome.
The Spanish Fly was awesome.
Let's see. Let's do some odds and ends. So, Elias sung a song and then got destroyed by Braun. And then Kane challenged him to a match next week.
Fine with this. Except for Elias getting killed by Braun. That was not okay. That wasn't really very nice. But the Braun-Kane stuff was fine.
Paige returned to in-ring action on this episode of Monday Night Raw. She took on Sasha Banks. The match was pretty solid. They gave it a lot of time, went about 15 minutes. It was not the greatest match, but it was a nice match. Paige got the win. You had Mickey and Bailey and Sonya and Mandy at ringside. It went pretty well. Paige looked okay. There was almost a spot where she rolled out of the ring, and thankfully she did not land on her head. So that was a good spot. a good thing. But, LeMans brings up a point we talked about, before the show. Will Paige be the one to defeat Asuka?
They're definitely flirting. I mean, that's for sure. That's where they're going with this, is that Paige and Asuka are eventually gonna hook up, or Paige and Asuka are eventually gonna team up. I'm not sure which, but...
Cause Paige and Crew came out after Asuka beat Alicia Fox.
Is it wrong I'm not feeling Paige and Crew?
No, because it's awkward. It's an awkward crew. Like, the other ones on SmackDown have a better flow to them. Mandy's miscast in this group. She'll be a fine character on her own, but she's miscast in this group.
Yeah, I mean, Mandy kind of sort of just hurts it for me, but also it's like Paige has been such a loner in the past. Like, I know she did PCB and all that BS, but this just, to me, this doesn't feel very organic. It feels obviously very forced because it is, and there's just something in it where it's like, I just don't like the chemistry of the group. I don't feel like they have chemistry. If that makes sense. Like, you look at SmackDown and you look at Riot Squad, there is a much more natural flow there mm-hmm. between the three, where you see them and you look at them and it works, and also they're having them be more aggressive. I think because you're not having Absolution be more aggressive about what they're doing, or they're just kind of coming out and taunting people, that it's more difficult to buy because they're playing games. They're not going out there and getting a point across. They're just playing games.
After Asuka stared down Paige and left, Paige professed her love for Alicia Fox, saying she's her best friend and she's the only one who liked her for the last year. She loves her, but she doesn't think Sonya and Mandy feel the same way, as Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose then leave Alicia Fox laying.
I will say I liked Sonya in this.
Don't let her talk.
Don't let her talk. Just let her beat people up. That's where she's most effective, is when she beats people up. Mandy, again, just felt very, very miscast, very misplaced. I feel like you need to get her different gear.
Yeah.
I feel like different gear would help her so much. Like, if you got her black gear, you got her something that matched Sonya and Paige, because it's like, those two go together because they've got a very similar look and feel. And then you have WWE Barbie over here, and that's not an insult to Mandy. That's literally what she looks like, is a WWE version of Barbie. And so it's like, it just doesn't fit, because she's all sparkles and smiles and spray tans and everything else. And then there's Paige and Sonya, who are not about that. You know, especially Sonya, who's all about just beating people up. So there's not a good dynamic or chemistry there, I feel like. So it's like, you know, if they made changes to Mandy, it would probably be easier to deal with and accept. But right now, it just doesn't work for me. Like, it just doesn't do anything for me, you know?
Oh, I'm with you.
Because it's like, even on SmackDown with Liv, it's like, Liv still fits because Liv brings an intensity to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. Because she tried the whole crazy thing, and she sounded, Liv did on SmackDown, sounded totally different than she did in NXT, which is good. She had it's a different person, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm not feeling?
Mm.
Jason Jordan.
Why was 45 minutes of the show dedicated to Jason Jordan? Not that it's bad, but why was the first 45 minutes of Monday Night Raw dedicated to Jason Jordan.
So Kurt Angle came down to the ring to open up Monday Night Raw. He said he was out to announce Roman's challenger for tonight. Jason Jordan comes out to boos from the crowd. He goes, "I want Roman Reigns." Angle said, asked if we're going to do this again. He pointed out that Jordan's knee was still taped up. Jordan says, "I'm fine," and ran through a list of top opponents he's faced, including John Cena, Roman Reigns, and The Miz, and Braun Strowman, not beating a single one of them. And he goes, "I know I can beat Roman Reigns. I just need a chance, Dad." Intercontinental Champion Roman Reigns comes to the ring. He looks at Jordan and goes, "I'm a fighting champion." He basically said he would tell Kurt Angle who he's fighting, and it won't be Jordan because he wants Samoa Joe. Roman told Jordan not to run to his daddy if he wants an opportunity, just to step up and take it. And Jordan then mocked Roman Reigns for talking about opportunities. Hell, he's the poster boy for everything, and he's whatever that management wants. And Roman's like, "Yeah, I'm posters. I'm on chairs. I may not have had a lot of shows. I've earned it over the last 7 years. Roman told Jordan to step up and take it. Samoa Joe came out. He said that if his patience has worn thin, if Roman is done patronizing the kid, then he accepts his challenge. Joe said he gives Reigns 5 seconds to call it off. Jordan also challenged Samoa Joe. Reigns sort of pushed back on it, and Jason Jordan gave a belly-to-belly suplex to Roman Reigns. Roman then said, told Joe, "You're going to have to wait, because I want the kid," and that's how we open up on the Raw. So promos first, and then we'll talk about the match.
Promos were okay. I mean, it wasn't anything, really. Again, I know Jason Jordan is trying. Like, you can see it. He's really trying super hard, and bless his heart, he's just not getting anywhere with this, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's what this was ultimately, was let's just try to get this over. Let's try to get this out there so people can... So people can accept it or not accept it, or try and get him over or whatever, you know? So it's like, I get that's what this was. Like, you're giving him a chance. And it just, I don't know, this didn't resonate to me. This didn't do much for me. Like, the whole dad thing, I know that's what it is, but it's like, it's Crybaby Jordan. That's what it is. It's Crybaby Jordan. And it's just like, eh.
Then they had a match. Match was really good. Went on, I think, a little too long. I love how Roman never wins over the Superman Punch, but the Superman Punch always gets that loud too. Because someday he's going to win with it, and people would be shocked, but he never wins with it.
He used to win with it.
When?
Back in the Shield days.
No, it would always be the spear, but he would never go for the pin with the Superman Punch. It would be Superman Punch into the spear. So he wins. After the match, Joe was like, "Oh, looks like you're a little tired. You still up for the challenge?" And yada, yada, yada. Joe came in the ring. He went after, Reigns. Jordan then grabbed Joe, hit a suplex. Jordan were going back and forth taunting. Jordan then ate a Superman punch from Roman Reigns. So there's that. Then, backstage, Kurt Angle is talking to Stephanie on the phone. Jordan says, "I want a match next week. I can beat Roman." And then he wants a match with Samoa Joe. Angle was upset. Like, Angle told him to calm down and he would take it under advisement. Basically said, "Kid, relax. I'm not giving you everything you want." Samoa Joe ran in and knocked him right into the wall. And he goes, "Like father, like son, right, Kurt?"
Joe, you dick. You magnificent dick, you.
That reminds me. Twitter.com/Samoa Joe. I have to read
early tweet of the week.
Early tweet of the week. So the knocked out picture of a day is Jason Jordan. Samoa Joe goes, "But I don't want to go to school today, Daddy."
Bless.
So there was that. We had a promo with the Shield backstage. They were hyping up the big match. And then we get to the main event of Monday Night Raw. Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose versus Cesaro and Sheamus. The match ended in disqualification after Sheamus went too far, so the referee threw it out. But Kurt Angle's like, "No, no, 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 no. Oh no. This match will be restarted, and there'll be no DQ." So they start fighting. The Shield is starting to dominate until Samoa Joe hits the ring. Samoa Joe helps the bar take down Ambrose and Rollins. Roman Reigns makes the save. Joe leaves through the crowd. In all the destruction and chaos, Sheamus hits the bro kick on Ambrose, and the bar retain the tag team titles. Thoughts on the whole?
These four can't have a bad match together. I mean, honestly, they really can't. This was very good. As you would expect it to be. There was a lot of really great moments in it. I wasn't particularly fond of the ending, just because, I mean, I get it. You're continuing the Roman Joe feud and you're having them get involved in this match to do it, and that allows the match to end in shenanigans, and that's fine. It kind of, again, emphasizes that point that they're sort of lowering Dean and Seth a little bit for Roman, and that they're kind of sort of background players for Roman.
That was the thing the entire time they put this together.
And, I mean, I'm sure they're okay with it. I'm sure they're doing it, but to me it's just like, Dean and Seth and even Cesaro and Sheamus are so much better than this, that it's like they should be allowed to stand on their own and they should be allowed to shine on their own and not be caught in Roman's shadow. Which, you know, this is kind of sort of, again, another effort by them to stop the booze, which it's kind of working, kind of not working for Roman, to see if they can, like, get that big face reaction that they want to get for him, which I don't know if they're going to get there or not, but I just, yeah, I mean, the match was very good, and I feel like the ending did not fit the match. That's kind of how I feel about it, where it should have had a clean finish, it should have had a definitive finish, and it did not.
Yeah, but I'll take the points. I can use them at this point. Anyway, yeah, that was pretty good. Overall, it felt like the first 90 minutes of the show was just, there was like two things that happened. It really felt that long of a show for a while. Not in a bad way, but it was like, can we get a little bit more? And then they sort of went through everything really quick in the last hour.
Yeah, it kind of felt really oddly timed.
2 hour show stretched into three?
Yeah, like it really did. There was a lot of backstage segments, there was a lot of talking segments, there was a lot of just sort of filler stuff in between the big moments, and even then I wouldn't call it the big moments big. It just kind of, like, the biggest thing was Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt on this show, at least to me, and so it kind of stuck at an awkward spot.
Yeah, because it wasn't that long.
I mean, I feel like you could have easily traded Bray and Finn and put Bray in at the 10 o'clock spot and put Finn on after, and it would have been fine.
Well, neither was at the 10th spot. 10th spot was Braun. It went Braun, Finn, Bray.
Okay, but even still, could have swapped it.
Could have. Oh, there was Asuka in between that, too.
Yeah.
Just testing the waters with the promo. We got a good reaction, so we'll probably see it in a better spot next week. LeMans, before we go, LeMans is bringing up, this is showing me that the old Shield will never be a thing again, because Roman apparently can be no one's equal. But I know they're also probably playing this Shield this way to have the eventual heel turner of Dean probably to break them up. I don't expect a breakup of like they did before, because that's just pointless. I think they'll just go their separate ways, like they sort of are now. They've sort of already split. But
yeah,
they're aligned, but they're split. That's sort of the thing. It's like how DX was way back in the day, where it's like in 98, where they were a group, but they also did their solo projects at times. So the Shield will be a unit for a long time, I would expect. But they're not going to be this dominant trio running roughshod over everybody as the Shield, unless there is a moment to do it.
Well, and I think you have to bear in mind, too, that all three of them are different people than what they were when the original Shield formed, so this is going to be a much different incarnation, because Roman's gone on his own path, Dean's been on his own path, Seth's done his own thing. So now they're all coming together, there's past baggage there from the previous breakup that they all have to kind of get over, and their goal is not the same as what it was when they initially formed. Their goal was justice. We don't really know what Dean and Seth and Roman's goal is.
So basically, it's not the old Shield, it's the new Shield. Shield 2.0. We'll see what it turns out to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's still good, it's still entertaining, but it is very apparent that this is, Roman is the leader, Roman is the star, and Seth and Dean are the backup players in this. And that they are being lessened slightly for Roman.
But I think, say that does it for the Raw Post Show?
I say that does it for the Raw Post Show.
Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow is WTR Sims. Thursday, it's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, and I think maybe a discussion?
Yeah.
Because again, we don't have a pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view's done not till the 17th.
My God, what are we going to do with ourselves? We have to come up with discussions. Good Lord. Anyway, tune in. Hear what we're going to talk about. It's Thursday night, 10 p.m. right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Instagram, and Tumblr. Search Rack Radio Show. Saturday at midnight, it's CB Radio, where you have an opportunity to win a gift basket from Pez is sponsoring the Greater Than Great Debate this Saturday night, midnight airs. Go back and listen to CB Radio 10, streaming live right now at CBRadioLive.com and WildTalkRadio.com. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, And of course, .com, hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, they should be back. Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for a Raw post show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. As we have, two more Raw post shows till the end of the year.
Scary.
Because we're not doing them Christmas or New Year's. So.
We're taking the night off.
Pretty much. So, unless something major happens on New Year's, probably not doing a show then. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, just Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Girlwork.net, wrestling figure photography. Follow Jordan at Instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay. I'm Mike. We'll see you Thursday for the record. Right back here for the Raw Post Show, live across the airways of Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.